Doctor Who, Human Nature by Paul Cornell, read by Lisa Bowerman. Prologue. They seem, in places, to address me so directly, it's almost uncomfortable. Either the wallow in the sudden realization that every single sad song in the world is written for me alone, or the overwhelming, distracting power of a lot of very loud noise. From the diary of Professor Bernice Summerfield. Long ago and far away. That's one way of looking at it. But I still sat on the edge of the bathtub and bit my knuckles. I'm trying to ignore it. And I hope you are as well. An unfortunate episode. If Ace was here, I could say to her, yes, I understand it now, once again. I remember that grief is like having somebody sit on your chest and punch you in the face. Pain is always forgotten. That's what allows us to have babies. It's a pity she's not here, actually. Because now we have so much more in common. Post-it note covering the above. I will not become maudlin. This is all meaningless. I met someone called Guy. He took on overwhelming odds, and then he happened to die. May have died. Did die. Perhaps. Post-it note covering the above. These words are not my own. They only come when I'm alone. Post-it note covering the above.